Hi there. Well, we've been very privileged tonight to have Paul Inman and Verity Rule as our guests. And Paul is someone I work with on a daily basis who deals with, well, he's a webmaster for the Warwickshire website. So I'm going to take this opportunity to force him to do me an interview. So I'm going to talk to him about the current developments for the Warwickshire website. So, Paul. Yeah. What can you tell me about the current developments for the Warwickshire Web?
Everything. Okay, basically, we have taken on a massive project to redesign, restructure the Warwickshire County Council website and basically change the very philosophy and ethos that supports it. At an obvious kind of level, we have decided to take our current website content and divide it into three separate websites. We found that the current website that we had was just all becoming a mash of information and aimed at a huge range of audiences. There was no focus, there was no thought about what various audiences needed. So we've taken that and we have tried to make it, well, with a massive, primarily to try and make it more customer focused, what we've done is take that website and divide it into three. So we're about to launch Warwickshire Direct website, which is our customer focused website. All that information you need as a Warwickshire resident to or Warwickshire based business to access Warwickshire County Council services, and we are planning on going live with that towards the end of May, start of June. With a bit of luck, that'll be our first phase complete. Accompanying that later on will be the corporate website, which will be the website that holds all of our strategies, performance information, democratic reports and things like that. Basically all that information that we need to publish to be an open, publicly accountable and democratic organisation, but you don't want getting in the way of just delivering a service. And then finally, later on, we'll be launching a new website containing information aimed at staff, partners and practitioners, which does what it says, hopefully remove some of that information. Well, not remove it, it's still going to be publicly available, but kind of keep it slightly separate from just knowing what time your recycling centre opens and things like that. And then further on in the year, we'll be launching a website aimed at children and young people as well. So that's going to be exciting. But it's quite a dramatic change. We're also implementing a few technical developments across those sites, like better standards compliant coding, semantic markup, that kind of thing. Accessibility will be vastly improved. Editorial standards, much tighter editorial standards across all three sites as well, and it's also an opportunity for us to play around with slightly different platforms and things like that as we're looking at it. A few little bits and pieces here and there that we're playing around with that we haven't tried before. So yeah, hopefully it gives us vast amounts of flexibility to punt this information then out on different platforms as well, which is obviously vitally important. Mobile phones and tablet PCs, and developing specific mobile apps for the County Council, displaying that information on plasma screens and through digital TV and RSS feeds, and basically repurposing it across all kinds of places. So there's lots going on, but that's the main thrust is the launch of these three sites. The first one going live end of this month, 1st of June kind of time, with any luck, fingers crossed, touch wood.
Okay, that's brilliant. And what would you say the biggest challenge are at the moment for people developing So, what are the biggest challenges facing people who are developing online services at the moment?
In the public sector, specifically?
Specifically in the public sector, yeah.
Good, I'm glad you said specifically within the public sector, because I wouldn't be qualified to talk about any of the other sectors.
I think you would, but hey-ho.
Okay, oh, specifically within the public sector, we're getting a few conflicting messages. We're basically being told at the moment to focus on top tasks and things like that, but at the same time, where freedom of information and things like that are becoming more relevant and prevalent, we're also getting pushed to publish more and more content in order to satisfy public's freedom of information requests and things like that as well. So that's one of the conflicts that we currently have. The other thing, I guess, is working out what those priorities are, because obviously there's not much money to go around at the moment, and we can only really work on the things that are going to offer the greatest returns on investment, make the greatest savings, improve customer service the most. And we can't, unfortunately, at the moment, just do everything that comes onto our comes across our desk, or comes into our mailbox. At the same time, there's the huge social media element of it, and how we can use social media. And that's something that we're currently looking at, to investigating how we can improve customer service and communication through that, and different ways of pushing this information out and repurposing it across different platforms. So there's a fair few different kind of developments going on, different aspects of life at the moment that are impacting on it, definitely.